Well, let's take a look at the Zondo Commission of State Capture today, because while all of this is going on, the commission is still continuing. And former Transnet board chairperson Mafika Mkhwananzi, he's been testifying there. He submitted a supplementary affidavit that includes an admission that former minister Malusi Gigaba directed him to review the dismissal of Siyabonga Gama. We've heard so much about Siyabonga Gama at the Zondo Commission over the past few days. And Tukwana Ngatana, EWN reporter, has been watching that commission for us throughout, really. And Tukwana, thank you for your time today. So we understand that Mafika Mkhwananzi, he's back on the stand. What's happening there?
Well, Mandy, remember that Mafika Mkhwananzi was chairperson of the board. Obviously, he's the person who had the fiduciary duty to ensure that whatever was done at Eskom was done to the best interest of that company or state-owned entity. But as it appears now, it appears that either he took instructions from the then minister, Malusi Gigaba, or he was told by Malusi Gigaba's advisor what to do. And some of those things include, obviously, reinstating Siyabonga Gama, but also settling and paying Siyabonga Gama 17 million rand, we understand. But also in addition to that, there was that matter of the legal costs that the High Court had specifically ordered Siyabonga Gama to pay Transnet, but it appears that the board decided instead to pay Siyabonga Gama legal costs. So all of these things are what he's testifying about. Right now, he's being pressed to answer whether or not the minister actually told him or that the actions that the board took were in line with what the minister wanted. We understand that some of those board members have deposed affidavits saying that they didn't even know that the minister was involved in what the board chairperson was advising them to do. All he can say at this point in time is that he agrees with the commission. Some of the agreements that he says he agrees, or the statements that he says he agrees to, are that the board actually made decisions that were irrational where it came to Siyabonga Gama. So quite startling revelations that are being made by him there. Mandy?
I see that he was also asked a question around his initial affidavit and why he first denied that, as you say, Gigaba gave him the instruction and then he had to subsequently file the supplementary affidavit. How did Judge Zondo take this development?
Look, this was already last week when he was pressed again to say that in his initial, because he was beginning to deny that the minister actually said that he should reinstate Siyabonga Gama, and he was repeatedly saying, no, the minister only said that we should review, so there was a chance that we would either reinstate him or not, but he didn't specifically say that he should be reinstated. But you remember that the former head of legal, and that is Siyabulela Mapoma, he specifically said that this particular board chairperson told him that the minister wanted him to reinstate Gama. So the question was, did the minister do or did he not say specifically that you must reinstate Gama? And in his affidavit, we understand that he said the minister did not say anything, let alone the review. But now when he was pressed last week, he ended up saying, well, the minister only talked about a review. He didn't necessarily say tell the board what to decide. But when he was pressed again, he said, well, he would then depose an affidavit, which we now understand includes the admission that the minister spoke about the review, which initially he said he didn't.
And Tukwana, just briefly, has there been any comment at the Zondo Commission this morning about the Sunday Times report about Julius Malema and the EFF?
No, not yet, Mandy. And as you know, and this is in the style of the Deputy Chief Justice, you know that things that are topical in the news, he will not say anything about until they are relevant before, or at least they appear before the Commission. So I suppose until the time that he has to deal with the actual application for the EFF to appear, if there's such a thing, only then will we hear about it.
And Tukwana Ngatana, EWN reporter at the Zondo Commission, watching the Zondo Commission for us. Thank you for giving us a wrap of what's been happening there.